Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Ryan.
How's your weekend been?
It's over now.
Good Monday, though, right?
It's... Someone gotta get some Mondays.
Everybody, he said somebody has a case.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't hear my mumbling.
Yeah. Mumbler. All right, so...
This is Granny Shifting.
Yeah.
Minute 88.
Yeah. How's my talking temperature?
Like, I'd like to, like, have a podcast where they talk... How do they talk on, like, NPR? How do they talk like that? There's, like, that certain sound that NPR has.
Not, like, old school newsy.
No.
Not, like, new news reporters.
Right.
Because that's a weird sound.
It's just like soft and it's like informative, right. And you can hear their tongue moving inside their mouth. Oh, like you like get that
little ASMR. Yeah. I don't like that.
You don't like ASMR?
No, you crank the mic. No. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I don't like hearing mouth sounds.
Oh yeah.
Like my kids eating cereal in the morning, I'm like, "Ugh, guys, why does this sound so terrible? There's so many bad sounds."
Yeah.
Crunching, slurping, swallowing.
Yeah. I like the cooking ASMR videos. I like that. Where it's like the knife sliding across like the chopping block.
Oh.
And then like the vegetable and the
Will you like sit and watch them?
Yeah. I mean it's like a minute long video of them, and then he ends up with like this amazing chicken bacon sandwich.
Okay, is that considered ASMR? I'm thinking like the person with the knife like shaving off a block of soap.
No, not for no reason. They're like doing a recipe. They're making a product in the end, and it like shows each step.
So it's like a cooking video.
Yes, it's
what a makes cooking it video. ASMR though,
because the volume is just like if you would make a normal cooking video, you wouldn't hear all that stuff. You wouldn't hear the knife moving through the onion. You
know what I mean? Yeah. But not like, you're not watching the girl with her long fingernails tapping on the grill of a car.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I don't watch that. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's a thing, though.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing. Not for us.
Not for us.
We did have an ASMR episode like a couple months back.
The popcorn one?
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, I was eating popcorn. Awful. Yeah.
Mouth sounds again. So, if you had two words to describe this minute from Fast and Furious, minute 68. 88. Minute 88.
What? So the two words.
That best describe. Oh, I popped this question on him. He had no idea.
I know. Let down.
Let down. Okay.
Do the two words have to coincide?
No.
It could be like, here's one word and here's a second word.
I was going to say it was like slow but intense.
Oh, slow and intense are the two words.
So, which normally are contradictory, contragatory.
Yeah. I had a big issue with this minute and we'll get to it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk. We got things to talk about here.
All right. So he is praying to himself. He's Rog whispering.
Yes.
I'm going to say him to her.
We get a shot of Christ, and it says Inri. Does that mean Christ in Spanish?
It's Latin, Inri. I'm sure.
Latin.
But remember the sign said up. Jesus Christ, King of the Jews? Inri probably means...
That's true. They put a sign above him that said... the initialism Inri, Latin... Jesus Nazarenus Rex Ladeorum. Jesus the King. Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews. So that's the initials for that. Interesting.
It's like an acronym.
Yeah.
They couldn't fit all that.
So they have a cross hanging on the wall in front, behind the altar, like normal, but it has a model of Christ hanging on it. And so he has the like cut in his side that's from the Bible story, but it's like right under his pec. I thought that would have been like, always picturing the side of his abdomen, like the soft spot below your ribs.
Under their ribs. He said like under his ribs, right?
Yeah, this is like
it's a little under high.
Like 3 inches below his nipple.
Yeah.
And then his knees are bleeding, which I never thought about, but you know, he was.
Did you watch the
Passion of the Christ?
Passion of the Christ.
I did. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I bet I was
in theaters.
17 years old.
That was intense.
Yes. Did his knees bleed in that?
Well, he was kneeling, remember, at the whipping post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And they do have something wrong here. They show the nails going through his hands, which everybody will tell you, it actually went under his wrist. Otherwise, they would have ripped right out.
Oh, my word. Ugh.
Pain.
And this one, that goes through both feet.
Yeah, the feet. Nailing the feet, that's a tough one.
But there still would be a block here. Like, they didn't, like, custom make this cross. They're like, no, we don't need
You can see a block. I think there's a block.
That's a shadow.
Okay. Maybe.
You think you could hang like this?
My understanding was they had a post, and they nailed him to the cross piece and then took the cross piece up and attached it to the mid post. What do you mean you think I can hang like that?
No. Do you think, going off of this, with everything that's going on here, through the physics of it, do you think a human could stay like this on a cross?
I mean, you would die. That's how it works.
Right. You end up, like, suffocating, right? Because you can't push yourself.
From your arms, you can't breathe after a while.
And that's why they had, like, the post. You can lift yourself up to keep breathing.
That was supposed to make him suffer longer by having something under his feet. Man, we know too much about this. But not enough.
It just doesn't seem like these three stakes could hold a 180-pound man up for very long at all.
Yeah, I think the nail being under the wrist, you can hang almost all your weight that way.
Really?
Like you wouldn't can even hang from your arms.
Your feet could just hang.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd rather have my feet hang than
have them nailed.
Than have them nailed
in. Put a little pressure on that nail.
Yeah, because you'd want to push yourself up.
Oh man, anything through the bone in your foot sounds awful.
Man alive.
What a sacrifice.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's taking this pretty seriously. He's here praying, and then what do you know? Somebody walks up.
Yeah.
Dom and Brian. They are in the church, and they come from the side.
Right.
So they were there. Let's keep this moving here, because there's more things.
Okay.
So Dom has a shotgun. Brian has a small little pistol, and they walk right up to him.
First of all, Brian said, this is out of my jurisdiction. This is where my jurisdiction ends. So was he saying this is where my jurisdiction ends, meaning I can't go any further? Or is he saying after this, everything I do is illegal?
I think he's acting without the power of the FBI that he had before. So I don't know what he's doing is illegal, sort of. It's probably illegal. But I feel that's like holding people at
gunpoint is probably...
He's more like, I can't arrest somebody after this point. And it was kind of a dumb comment anyway, because he was let go from the... He was putting leave, so he really didn't have any jurisdiction. But Dom's got a shotgun right up to the side of Braga's head, and he says, you ain't forgiven.
Which is funny.
Well, that makes me think they've been there this whole time.
Well...
Especially with his next comment he makes here.
He says, you ain't forgiven.
Braga turns and looks at him, and they look.
Everybody and Brian lowers his gun.
Yeah, why? Why Brian walks in with the gun pointed at him the whole time, and then once he turns and looks at him, he lowers it.
So maybe he realizes, okay, he's not going to make a run for it.
Braga says, you boys going to arrest me? Which is a little bit like derogatory, like to call them boys.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just, I don't know, he's still looking down on them that way.
Right.
And he says, in here?
Yeah, and he says that in Spanish, though.
So that's why I was like, are we, like, he is actually respecting this place and was here to be forgiven.
Right.
And praying. But somehow Brian and Dom knew he was coming.
Maybe they followed his caravan.
And snuck in the side of the church? It almost makes me wonder if the priest knew.
Oh, yeah. And did they drive there? The streets were completely full of people.
And you tell me none of them would have worn their, like... Brog is like a great person to everybody.
Probably.
Right?
He probably provides a lot for the town.
Right.
And Brian says, no, we're beyond that. We're beyond arresting you. Like, what? We're just going to kill you right here? Is that what he means?
They got some big plan for him. Right? They're going to. I don't know.
So if you look at this picture, Dom, this is a great screenshot.
Okay.
Dom has his finger on the trigger. And his hand on the pump, and it's like, 8 inches from, what's his
Braga's
name's chest?
Neck, yeah. Yeah.
Let me save this.
Where are you going with this?
I gotta save this.
All right.
So you would think that at any second he could pull that trigger and just blow
Braga,
away.
He would just move on.
He's ready, finger on the trigger. He's ready to just, boom, blow him away, right?
Maybe Dom doesn't want to send him to heaven because he just repented.
No, he said, you ain't forgiven. He told him.
Oh.
You ain't forgiven.
And he said, we're beyond that. But they also say, you can't buy your way out of this one, which makes me think they were there and watched the money handoff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So what else would they be referring to buying your way out?
All right. So it's getting close to the part that bothers me.
Okay.
So Braga says, you and me, we're not so different. Brother. He calls him brother.
Yeah. So it's almost now like he's pleading and trying to make... He's like, you and me, we're not so different. You know, he's got a gun
right
to his chest. And so he's almost trying to make a case like, no, you don't need to kill me. We're similar.
Right. Like, we both do illegal things for people that we love.
Yeah.
And money.
He doesn't say that, though.
And
what's
money.
He say?
He just says, you and me, we're not so different. We're not so different.
And he says, you're no hero. Which is...
Bam! Right there.
Okay.
He pumped the gun.
Oh, it wasn't even pumped this whole time.
So the whole time before that.
That's such a movie thing, though, right?
Right.
It's when they have a pistol pointed at somebody and then they cock it later. Right. I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, you what were you going to do before that?
Yeah. You weren't ready to go.
He didn't come in ready to shoot. Like, now he's cocking it for, like, effect, right?
Right. To scare him more. Oh, like, now the gun's. Oh, next you got to shoot off to the side.
Right.
Or his feet.
Yeah. It really bothers me. I don't know why. But
he says, you're no hero. Well, now I'm like, okay, why would you take a shot at him? You're saying we're not so different. You're no hero.
Because he's
now
realizing.
You're just pissing him off. And yeah. It did. I mean, excuse me. Angering him. And it did because Dom pulled the gun, cocked it, and held. Now he's pointing
now
it at
he's
his ADSing. Forehead.
Now he's ADSing. Yeah.
Yeah. No hip firing.
No. And if you see, I wanted to go back a little bit. I saw it for a second. You can only see it for a second.
Okay.
When he cocks the gun like that, you can see Braga's reaction, right?
Oh,
here.
He looks scared.
And then he closes his eyes. Like, he's like, I'm ready for this.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I told him he's not a hero.
Right.
So this next part I found pretty interesting.
Okay.
So his finger tightens around the trigger.
Yeah.
So he didn't even have his finger on the trigger. Now he's getting more serious.
Which, I mean, it doesn't take much on a trigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Depends the gun, you know?
He's, like, shaking now. He's gripping the shotgun so tight, he's shaking with it.
Is it like he doesn't know what he's going to do?
I think he's thinking about everything right now.
Well, and he comes to a decision.
Because obviously it wasn't the plan.
So he says, you're right. And that's why you're going back across the border. Now, this part... If you look at Brian's face, he's like, huh?
It's like confused. He's like, this was not the plan.
Well, like what? They drove the whole way there.
Right.
Separate for some reason. But why? You didn't talk about the plan? Like, you talked enough about the plan to know he's going to be in the church. We're going to go in there with our guns.
Right.
You didn't talk about like, are we going to kill him?
That must be the coordinates of the that she gave him. She said, you'll find Braga here. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's how she got it.
Okay. So that's how they knew to be there, because of the paper that she gave him.
Didn't they talk about what they're going to do with him? Because here they're like, should we kill him? Should we not? Like,
yeah.
They didn't, like, maybe we could bring him back across the border. Because Dom says this, and Brian's like, what?
Right.
Huh? Like, what was Brian expecting?
Well, I think he expected that they were going to kill him right there, because he's the one that said it's beyond that.
But Dom doesn't even want Braga.
Right.
He wants Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I thought this was going. He's going to use him somehow as bait to get to Phoenix. But I don't know. That's where the minute ends.
Because Phoenix isn't even here. Like, he wasn't outside. He's not inside. He's not even around.
He could be in one of those cars. I feel like they're normally pretty close.
Yeah.
But who knows? He could be out on a run of drugs somewhere, too.
Definitely. So, probably running drugs.
Working. But why do you think they want to take him across the border?
Yeah, I don't know. Just maybe actually to do what they were supposed to do.
And arrest him.
Right.
And
maybe I think that's why
Dom's
Brian
looking out for Brian now, because he can clear Brian's name in the FBI. You know, now they're kind of buddies, but Brian doesn't know that yet. And Dom's like going to do Brian a favor by being like, hey, if you bring Braga in, now everybody that was like, you screwed it up. They're like, oh, you did get him. Okay.
I feel like Vin is vindictive enough that he would just kill Braga because Braga was in charge of the person that killed his wife.
Yeah.
Or his girlfriend.
That's sort of he's very reactive.
Right. Led by his emotions.
You know, thinking on a broader picture scale here.
Oh.
A picture scale. That's
painting with a broader brush.
Painting with a broader brush. So, killing Braga, or even the FBI, just arresting him and putting him in jail, doesn't really help them. They took down the kingpin, but immediately somebody like Phoenix or something is going to step up. The whole business, everything exists over there.
Right.
It doesn't really stop what they're trying to stop.
Right. And they still don't have anything with Phoenix. Like, they still don't, nothing happened with Phoenix. Like, he wouldn't feel like he completed what
Dom.
He was supposed to.
Yeah,
Dom
yeah,
would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious why the FBI wants Braga so much. I guess that's the first step. Do you then, like, torture him until he tells you where their drops
stash
are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it could fall apart depending on who would fill the place of him, how well they run it afterwards.
That's true. He's too good. They need to get him.
Yeah. What happened in Griselda after she went to jail?
Oh, man. See, there was a lot of people just trying to get rid of her, to take over her market. Did you watch that?
No.
That was good, but
when I Googled Griselda, her mugshot comes up. So I'm like,
she definitely had a good personality.
If she was out partying, she had a good personality.
Oh, man, that sort of ruins that theory, doesn't it?
No, you were saying the person in Cancun that was having fun with her friends had a good personality.
That's true.
Because they're not friends with her because of her looks.
To be fair, I think the point is if you're ugly, you have to work harder at things.
Right.
I think in general. So Griselda still worked very hard. Like, she killed a lot of people to get to be powerful.
Yeah.
So ain't nobody messing with her.
And Brian doesn't have to work that hard.
No.
No.
Comes easy to him.
Oh, yeah. And that's it for minute 88. Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.